Once again, it is 9 o'clock on Friday morning, which means it's time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get things going in rock and roll fashion here. This is one from Eat My Head.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hear the static chatter, or maybe the chatter sounds like static. I am manic, and it gets worse with every passing day. My mind's a steaming puddle, it's still on the floor. And like a feral dog, I need so much more and more and more. More Nick, I'm sick of all of you, and especially of me. And if you think you're on the verge of some great discovery, guess what? There's nothing to find out and nothing to get hung about. And I'm plenty hung, so get the fuck up off my dick. By the time the show's over, oh, I'm in a drunken stupor, and I'll never, never, what's happening to me?
Alright, starting out the Friday morning, like we always do here on Open Mic Radio. Lovely morning on Friday, April the 26th, and welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, and I got a great show in store for you this morning. Excited to have the band Eat My Head with me. If I can get my headphones on here. There we go. We're going to talk with them this morning, and they're going to play some songs for us, and we'll have some fun like we do here on Open Mic Radio every Friday. We'll also do a rundown of some of the things happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Swing by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway, right down here between 9th and 10th Street on Broadway in downtown Columbia. Last week, great new music from Noah Earle we featured on the program. We'll get him down here in person sometime soon, but great stuff from Noah and his new record called Milk Fever. Just fantastic stuff, and lots of songs on it too. I think there's 19 or 20 songs on it, so get out there and check out Noah's new stuff. And if you had a chance to see him last weekend at Cafe Berlin, I'm sure it was a fantastic show. I was out of town, but from all accounts it turned out to be a great night and a great bunch of great music from Paul Weber and the Scrappers. You had Noah Earle wrapping things up that night, and I think the Daves opened that show last Saturday afternoon. So anyway, great stuff as always coming to you here in Columbia. All right, this morning my guests in the studio with me are members of the band Eat My Head. Let's say hello real fast here to Ben and Zach and Maya. Hi, y'all.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, Maya, grab that microphone and slide it up a little bit. Talk right into that little arrow. There you go.
Sweet.
All right, so let's get all the particulars out of the way. Where are you guys from? Ben, you first.
So I'm from Gainesville, Florida, but I moved here, Florida. What, 2 years ago now? Something like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it's a little bit of a different culture, but I've learned to adjust.
About that. Yeah, the Florida Georgia Line up there, that's a little bit of a different scene.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Diana.
Yeah, yeah, like 2 years ago, mom got a new job, you know,
yeah.
How it works.
and you're a student here at Rockbridge or Hickman?
Yeah, I'm graduating this year from Rockbridge.
From Rockbridge, okay. Then we got Zach on the drums. How about you, Zach?
I was born in Columbia, and I've, like, just never really gone anywhere. I've just
never really gone anywhere.
I've just been here all my life.
All right. And you're a student as well?
Yeah, I'm a sophomore.
At Rockbridge?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we've got young Miss Maya over here. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, thanks for coming down as well. Yeah. All right. And what about you, Maya? Where are you from?
I was born in Nashville, raised here.
Uh-huh.
I've been here my whole life. I'm also a senior at Rockbridge. I'll be graduating this
okay.
year.
Okay. And so for the folks out there who cannot see what's happening in the studio, we've got Ben playing guitar, we've got Zach on the drums, and we got Maya playing the cello. And I was introduced to your music by the guys from Blackwater. They told me that they liked what you were doing, and so shout out to those guys. How long has the band Eat My Head been together?
Just about 3 months now. Yeah. I think, essentially, right before winter break, I played a solo show with just me playing a bunch of, like, Andrew Jackson Jihad covers and Pat the Bunny, and, like, just sprinting at people and screaming at them and headbutting people and whatnot. And I was like, you know what? I like that. So I'm like, hey, yeah. Zuch. He lived right, like, four houses down from the uh-huh. street. Hey, Zuch, get over here. So we played some covers, some Dylan covers, and then we've slowly been writing our own music. We dropped our EP.
Chomp.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago. And yeah, off to the races.
Where'd you record that?
So over spring break, was it?
Yeah.
Over spring break, Ben was like, all right, well, let's record an EP. And so I was like, all right, how are we going to do that? And we spent, like, spring break in his basement with, like, super low-budget equipment just making songs. It was so fun.
And, yeah. like, just editing stuff in Audacity manually. Like the first track on there is called The National Anthem.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And it's us playing The National Anthem on singing saw and kazoo and band, like, just a bunch of crazy stuff.
Like, synth trumpet?
Yeah, MIDI trumpet. And then I put, like, I downloaded a bunch of audio from YouTube and, like, put it over the track. So, like, there's all this, like, it's just chaos.
Yeah. It's super funny. I love it. All
right, how many songs did you record?
There's six on the EP.
Yeah,
six.
There is.
Is it available for people to listen to?
Yeah, yeah. It's SoundCloud. On Bandcamp and SoundCloud.
Bandcamp and SoundCloud. And they can find that, I guess they just search for Eat My Head.
Yeah, if you look up Eat My Head, we're either the first or the second result. One will be like caps and lowercase. It's not that one. It's the other one.
All right, cool. All right, how about musical training? Are you a multi-instrumentalist? You play the guitar, you play the banjo as well,
yeah,
I think,
right?
Yeah,
I play like six instruments now, comfortably. I started on tuba in the sixth grade, and then I'm like, guitar is cool. Wait a minute, bass is cool. Actually, I started playing guitar before tuba. and then I started listening to like Nutrimilk Hotel and those sort of
fantastic
guys.
Fantastic band, yeah.
Yeah, they... But really the guy I got into from there is this guy named Julian Koster, who has his own band called The Music Tapes.
Okay.
And he's like a master at the singing saw, and I was blown away. So I started playing that, and I play some other, I can fraud my way on a keyboard and, you know,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I also took vocal lessons as a freshman, and I've sung in choirs before. I don't really anymore.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Maya, what about you, background musically?
I'm pretty much purely classically trained. Mm-hmm. It doesn't count, but I started with guitar in first grade. I think I only played Twinkle Twinkle and then quit. And then third grade, I joined the Missouri Strings Project,
uh-huh.
Which is a local project through...
Orchestral?
Through the University of Missouri.
Okay.
I got a rental cello, totally crappy little cello. I was super excited. And since then, I've just been playing in orchestras and some bands. I played in a few bands in, like, seventh grade.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't really been able to get back into the music, the gigging scene, until just now, until Ben asked me to play with him at the Cafe Berlin show. And it's just been
All right. So you and Zuch were doing it, and then you decided to get Maya involved. How did that come about?
I literally met her in an art room one day through a mutual friend who, like, was hosting some of our shows. Uh-huh. And I'm always looking for, like, folksy, weird instruments. Like,
cello's not that weird.
I love the cello. Yeah. I think it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
But, like, if anyone...
Yo-Yo Ma.
If you play accordion, hit us up. If you play... Yeah, exactly. Just anything. So she's like, I play cello. I'm looking to play. I'm like, oh, sure.
Right. No, I like it. All right. And Zach, what about you, your background in music?
I play... So my mom has been a drummer most of her life, and she kind of taught me. So I've been playing drums since, like, fifth grade.
No.
I remember I finally, like, mastered, like, my first, like, rock beat with the, like, two bass drum hits and, like, uh-huh. snare hit in, like, fifth grade. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was playing it in school on my hands. And I've been in piano lessons for as long as I can remember, so I'm, like, pretty decent at piano. And I always thought that guitar was cool, so I'm just trying to teach myself how to play guitar. I only know, like, a couple chords, but I think it counts.
Oh, yeah. You got plenty of time. You can always pick up something and fiddle around. And next thing you know, you're playing it like anybody else, you know. So
you could play the Hounds Are Out.
Can I scream it then?
Yeah, bet.
All right, well, I got more questions, but I think we should play another song. All right? So let's see here. I take my mic and be back in just a second here. Okay, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We're going to have another one here from Eat My Head. They're with me live in the studio today, and hope you're enjoying your Friday morning. We're going to wake you up here. Once again, this is we've got Ben and Zach and Maya. What are you going to play for us, man?
We're going to play Coffin in a Coffin.
All right. Take it away. Here we go.
One, two. One, two, three. Coffin in a coffin. The spider's in my lungs. Chewing up the cobwebs. What have I become? Got my resolution. Spinning in my brain. Hope you will forgive me. The darkness of my day.
Great stuff, you guys. What's that one called?
Coffin in a coffin.
All right. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. My guests in the studio, Eat My Head. And you can hear them tonight at Cafe Berlin with a bunch of other great bands for the Darkroom Records Volume 5 album release party. I believe that's correct. Right, Maya?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We'll play from 9:20 to 9:45.
9:20 to 9:45. And I think while we're at it, let's go there and check the calendar and tell people about this particular show. So, yeah, the Darkroom Records CD release showcase will be tonight. That is April 26th, of course. And here's who you can check out there. You got Blackwater. You got The Sweaters. You got Eat My Head, Easy Money, Three Times. Not sure what that is. Piper, I'm sure it's probably some hip-hop shit, pardon me, stuff. Piper Page, The Works, Callie Brinkman, and Allie Bruns. So you got eight different acts tonight. They're going to have to do some shuffling around there at the stage. So what do you say, about 25, 30 minutes per band, something like that?
Yeah.
We're okay. Playing five.
20-minute sets.
20-minute sets.
We're playing five songs.
All right, and that's tonight. What time you say you guys are going on?
We're going on 9:20.
About 9:20. All right, so yeah, great show tonight. Looks like coming together at the Cafe Berlin. Once again, Blackwater, you've got Eat My Head, The Sweaters, Easy Money, Piper Page, The Works, Callie Brinkman, and Allie Bruns. Doors at 6 o'clock, show is at 7, and that'll cost you $5, with all of the proceeds going to Columbia Public Schools, the Darkroom Records program, which is a super cool project. And I think the guy who at least is involved heavily, his name is David Auger. Is that familiar? You guys familiar with David?
At Rockbridge, the main guy who runs it is William Rosen. But David Auger runs the Boys and Girls Club studio. There's a couple other guys associated with it too. The interesting part is it's a mix of adults and students, because it's a lot of interns play a huge part.
Mm-hmm.
So at Rockbridge, our intern is Luke Milo, and it's a great way for kids to learn any part of the recording experience. The interns do a lot of the mixing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The bands come in and play.
Right. So you learn engineering, producing, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. I think it's so cool. It really reminds me of the sort of School of Rock inspired type stuff, you know. So very good. All right, let's see, what else did I want to ask you? All right, what about mother, father, family members, anybody else, musicians? You said that you came from
well, my grandma is like a organ, you know, like old Christian Texan, but right. Aside from that, really nothing.
All right. Zach, your mom played the drums.
Oh yeah,
still does.
Almost my my entire side of my mom's family is musician. Like, my grandpa plays guitar, and my aunt plays piano and sings with her church, and my mom's just a nice drummer. I'm gonna take the headphones off. And on my dad's side, my uncle had this company called the Musician TV Network, I think it was called.
Uh-huh.
And so I think. And my grandpa, on my dad's side, is an amazing pianist.
Wow. Yeah, you got music all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Maya, what about you?
Pretty much my whole family, just doctors and construction workers, and just standard. But my aunt was an opera singer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it, pretty much.
Okay. Just Which is why you like to sing so much, right?
I did used to sing, but...
Yeah, my family are lawyers, which is why I write songs about, you know, breaking the law.
I'm so proud.
All right. Where'd the name come from?
Oh, so in the beginning of the movie The Breakfast Club...
Yeah, great movie.
On one of the desks, it says, Eat My Head. I first watched it, and I'm just like, yeah, that's kind of funny. And one day, when we were first, like, at the very first night, we were just like, all right, we're going to make a band. He was like, what should the name be? And I was like, Eat My Head.
All right. I always like to ask. You never know what the story behind the band name is. It's always pretty interesting, it seems like. All right. So we got a little banjo now, huh?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So let's do that then. We've got plenty of time here. Let's get another song in. This is Eat My Head, and we've got Ben now switching up and playing the banjo. And still got Maya here. She's going to be using the bow on the cello this time. Sometimes you just pick the cello, or what do you call it? Pluck it?
Pizzicato.
Pizzicato.
Technical.
I thought that was like some sort of a salad.
Nope. It's pizzicato, and then bowing is arco.
Okay. All right. All right. So what are you going to play for us?
We're going to play an Andrew Jackson Jihad cover, Sense and Sensibility.
All right. Here it is, everybody. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Once again, this is Eat My Head, and you can catch them tonight with a bunch of other cool bands down at Cafe Berlin. All right, guys, go for it.
1, 2, 3. Ernesty and clarity, wonderful mentality, peace and productivity are all that we can strive. But misery and poverty, they follow me and my family. Though it seems that I can't win, I think I have to try. But everyone's afraid of me, they'll never see that we all bleed the same damn blood with each night. So you'll go your way and I'll go mine. I hope we meet up later on down the line. Sense and sensibility and peaceful productivity. A pretty girl with broken wings is all that I desire. There's so much hostility in all the things surrounding me. The awful glow of enmity is trying to stop my shine. So I tried to look inwardly at all the things inside of me, but sodomy and buggery kept bubbling to the top. So you'll go forward and I'll go back. I hope we catch up later on down the track. I've been thinking awkwardly about the things that are holy, like Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, and Mary Magdalene. And even theoretically, I don't think I could ever see the perfect human being, Jesus, live without sin. So you'll go upward and I'll go down. You'll go upward and I'll go down. You'll go upward and I'll go down. I'll see you in hell when we die. Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Love it. Love it. You going to be playing some of this stuff tonight?
We're playing, besides that first song, so tonight has to be a clean set, so besides that first song...
Save the dirty stuff for the radio,
yeah.
You see?
Yeah. we're going to be playing everything we've played so far, minus the first song.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. What else you have upcoming? You have any other shows you want to talk about?
Yeah, the biggest show is on the 24th of May. We're playing at PDM with Blackwater and the Adaptation.
Wow.
And that's going to be quite a show.
Have you been to PDM yet?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great place to see a show.
I haven't played there. I've only been there as one of the guys getting flung around in the pit.
Yeah. All right, that'll be a lot of fun. That's May the 24th. Blackwater. And who'd say that? The Adaptation. And you guys. All right, cool. Sounds good. And let's see here. I'm going to take a quick phone call because you never know who might be calling. Open Mic Radio, who's this? Hi.
Mark Hagen?
Yeah, it's Mark. How you doing? Is this Jay?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, it's Justin.
Justin Timberlake? Appreciate you calling in. I know.
That's me.
How you doing, my friend?
Not bad. Good morning. Hey, I'm digging the show this morning, too.
Yeah, these guys are jamming. So for Zach and for Ben and for Maya, this is Justin Hickerson, who is the drummer for Paul Weber and the Scrappers and the Ridge Runners and the Daves and a bunch of other projects around town. So,
sweet.
What's up, Jess? How you doing, brother?
Not much. I am just driving around in a large work truck,
yeah,
doing some work stuff. I've got a minute. I'll drop a line. My Friday hello to you.
That's great. I love it. What do you got going this weekend? Are you playing at all?
No, I think I might go check out Todd at the general store tonight, though. I'm trying to go camping tomorrow night, though.
Yeah, I'm going to see Todd tonight, too. Maybe I'll meet you down there.
Yeah. But to the musicians in the studio there with you, it's a real real breath of fresh air for me personally to hear the spirit of youth on the radio as a former band nerd myself.
Thank you.
I really enjoy it. You know, former. Keep doing what you're doing.
The thing is, though, is that we're kind of like the band outcasts because we like hate the we hate Sullivan.
Oh yeah.
We may as well get that out there publicly.
Yeah, we're definitely not band people.
Who is Sullivan? For those who don't know,
he's the music director at Rockbridge High School.
Mr. Sullivan, he's probably listening right now, aren't you, Mr. Sullivan?
Yeah, yeah.
I sent him a note earlier. KOPN.org.
What's he doing?
You can give us a call, by the way.
The radio at this hour on Friday. Tell him to get a job.
All right. Yeah, by the way, 573-443-8255. If Mr. Sullivan would like to give us a call, we'd love to have you on the air. Or welcome to the program.
That would be very cool. That would be awesome.
Oh, shoot.
Word. Y'all keep on fighting the power down there.
Thank you. We do a lot of, like, last semester, so the banjo I have in studio is not Lorraine. My show banjo is now covered in blood, and I ripped the resonator off when I first got it because I didn't know what it was, so I, like, duct taped a kitchen bowl to it and a coat hanger, and I'm taking that thing, and I'm, like, leading a train down the hallway of, like, 30 kids behind me as I'm, like, belting out these AJJ tunes, and then the Miss Green sees me, who's, like, the mean counselor, and I'm like, oh, God, it's over. It's over. And she pulls me into her office, and everyone's like, oh, he's done, you know? And I sit with my banjo on my leg, and she's like, do you know what you did? And you just, no fear, no fear in my eyes whatsoever. I'm like, I played music? And she goes, you know what the problem was, though, right? I'm like, yeah, noise. And I get out of there in 30 seconds.
All right, Justin, my friend, I'll talk to you soon. Maybe I'll see you tonight, okay?
Yep, sounds good. Y'all keep on rocking in the free world. See ya.
Later, Jay. All right, the wonderful Justerson. That's what I start calling him now. We have all these silly nicknames for one another anyway, so now it's Justerson. All right, Hickerson, talk to you later. And all right, back to you guys here in the studio. Who do you like locally? Any favorites that you get to see around town?
The Adaption.
You like the Adaption?
They're awesome. Yeah.
All right. Blackwater, of course, too. Outside of the high school scene, Violence of the Violets also. Got to put that out there.
I've heard they're really good. I haven't seen them yet, and I've heard that now from a number of people. We're going to have to invite them down here to the station.
You should. They're very good.
Very powerful girl band.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. But in terms of non-high school bands, you always got to promote your friends. Acid Leather, fantastic. Kings of Como, I saw their first show. Gorbza, anything that Tuckley puts on, so like Nightcrawlers, Slusk, Bardock, all just very worthy, fantastic bands. If you catch them in St. Louis or KC or at PDM, all worth going to see.
Right. I heard somebody mention It's Me Ross.
It's Me Ross. Yeah, I love the bassist. Just so cool.
Yeah, they're doing some cool stuff.
Bernie Sisters, they're also sort of local, right?
Sure.
I think it's so cool. They're like 13, 14.
Yeah, just doing well.
Picking up multiple instruments. It's so cool.
Yeah, I think they got a Nashville gig, I think I just heard somebody say. So they're definitely making some moves. A lot of great stuff here in Columbia. I mean, it's a fantastic music scene actually around here. All kinds of different genres, whether you're into the rock and roll punk scene or if you like bluegrass and blues. I mean, there's some great stuff all around, so. All right. Okay, let's see. Let's get another song in, huh? How about that?
What are we playing next?
Coachella.
We got Coachella. Now we got Coachella. Yeah. We had Echochella last week or something. It was the Earth Day version of it, I think. So now we've got the underworld version, Ohella. And
Valhalla,
Ohella, Ocella, Coachella.
So this song is called Coachella. It's based on the book of Ecclesiastes, which is probably the darkest book of the Bible. Essentially, the key...
Oh, yeah. It's actually, oh, yeah, man, it's dark.
The key points are nothing you do matters. Everything you do is vain because there's no inherent meaning in the world. And you're going to die, whether or not you become wise, whether or not you get rich, whether or not you succeed. So screw you.
Sounds about true.
figure out how to live, knowing all
that. Yeah, and it's like, it's about nothing here matters, and like, only God matters. You just don't
know. Keep your mouth shut, because God's listening.
It's just a warning. I don't need to have an existential crisis in the morning.
It's a warning.
Right? Yeah, I just had to listen to Amy Goodman. That'll put you in one to begin with. We're trying to get out of that one, okay? Okay, so once again, Eat My Head in the studio here, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio, and you're listening to it. Here you go, guys, whenever you like.
One, two, three, one. Loves, read the blood. She sees diamonds over the tenement houses and tapestries hewn over ragged bodies, slaves on horseback and princes walking all under the sun. She sings and then na 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 na.
I really like that one. What's the name of that one, Ben?
Qohelet.
Oh, that's right. You said that at the beginning. Wow, beautiful song, actually.
Thank you.
And the cello sounded really nice there, Maya.
Thank you.
All right, great stuff. Eat My Head here in the studio, KOPN 89.5 FM. Catch them tonight at a killer show, it looks like, at Cafe Berlin tonight. You got Eat My Head. Of course, they're with me here this morning. You got the Sweaters going to be there, Easy Money, Piper Page. Blackwater's going to be rocking out tonight. Got Callie Brinkman, Allie Bruns. Are you familiar with these guys? Who's Allie Bruns and Callie Brinkman? Anybody know?
I think it's Allie Burns, and she's like.
Oh, Allie Bruns. Oh, maybe they just spelled it wrong.
I could totally be wrong too.
Yeah.
Is she Rockbridge?
Yeah, she is Rockbridge. She's like a little like folksy, like cutesy love song sort of deal. I don't know. I just heard them mixing one of her songs once, and it's just, you know, acoustic guitar.
Yeah, I got you.
In terms of, who was the other one?
Let's see, Callie Brinkman.
I don't know her. I know the Works are a pretty decent, also just like sort of rock group. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So yeah, tonight that's happening at Cafe Berlin. It starts at 7 o'clock. Costs you $5 to get in, but it's gonna be a great show. All right. And let's see. Since we're talking about what's happening around town, we will go to the Blue Note and say that tonight, April 26th, Valerie June. That's gonna be a great show as well. Opening that show will be Parker Gisbert, but Valerie June. She's been to town here a few times and. That's a great program that she puts on. You've got the Brothers Osborne coming tomorrow night to the Blue Note with Devin Gaffillion. And then Sunday, you got Fortune Feimster with Rob Durham, which is happening at the Blue Note Sunday night. At Rose tonight, let's see, who's doing happy hour at Rose? Looks like Flyover Country tonight at happy hour. That starts at 5 o'clock. That'll be out in the park. The weather's nice enough now that people can kind of hang outside again. That's wonderful. Get out there and have a drink. After work tonight, 5 o'clock, down at Rose Flyover Country at happy hour. Then tonight, you've got the Mid-Mo Music Compilation, which is a release as well. This is Skooma, Many Colored Death, Hollow Point, Con Man Economy, Dark Below, The Daily Crime. Bunch of pretty heavy rock and roll happening tonight at Rose. You familiar with any of that stuff?
I am not.
No? You'd probably dig that show, actually, Ben, tonight, although you guys will be performing.
Skip your own
show. That's right. Let's see. And then tomorrow night, The Hoppening featuring Loose tomorrow night. And Jay Wood, that'll be great as well. Jay Wood and Jesse Gannon going to be opening that show. And Sunday, there's a show as well. A lot of stuff happened this weekend, even on Sunday. Benefit for the Creative Kids Scholarship Fund at Rose Park. That'll happen in the afternoon. Let's see. We talked about... I think there's a show at the Blue Note Sunday night, too, that I should met. No, I did. Okay. What's happening at the Roachport store? Oh, Todd Day Waite tonight. That'll be another good show tonight at the Roachport store. That's the one that Justin was talking about on the phone there. Todd Day Waite tonight. Tomorrow, Pacific Lights at the Roachport General Store. Cooper's Landing. You got Cody Percival doing the happy hour thing tonight. And the Fried Crawdaddies will be playing at 7:30 out at Cooper's. And things are getting really nice down there on the river. This time of year, so if you've got any gumption to go down there, it's a good night to do it. And tomorrow, you've got open mic from 1 o'clock until 4 at Cooper's, and then Among the Mountains at 5, and Todd Day Waite, once again, playing tomorrow at Cooper's at 6:30 p.m. So, a bunch of great stuff down by the river this weekend. What's happening at Catfish Katie's down at the Station House? You've got tonight from 6 to 8, River Ghost Reviews, Robert Watson, and the Hellbenders live tomorrow night. Actually, that'll be tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock. So, yeah, get out and do something. See some music this weekend. There's some great stuff happening around town, including tonight at Cafe Berlin, where my guests will be performing. They're called Eat My Head, and there's a bunch of other stuff happening there at Cafe Berlin. Maybe we'll get these guys to play one more for us, I think, here on the way out, and then we'll play a piece of recorded material at the end of the program here. But we've got a little bit of equipment here in the studio, so we're going to have one more from Eat My Head here, and then we'll get them packed up and out of here so we can prepare for Miss Diana Moxon, who will be coming on the air in about 25 minutes with Speaking of the Arts. And Diana's got a great program lined up for you as well. And I have to break in and say I just spotted my friend Joel Heron out there behind the door. Come on in here, Joel. Diggy Splash, Joel Heron. I'm not sure which one of his personas is going to be going under today or this evening or this weekend. But, Joel, grab that green mic.
This one here?
Yeah.
This green?
How are you,
What's
brother?
Up, Mike?
How Good to see you,
man?
My friend.
Good to see you.
What's going on? You got something going on that we want to talk about. I don't even know what it is, but I know there's something. What is it?
Yeah, I got a little show coming up next week. First of all, I want to say you guys eat my head, right?
Yeah.
Y'all are amazing. I was just listening to you on the way over here. Yeah,
Thank
I love
you.
It. Yeah.
Right on.
But yeah,
Joel's a former drummer for the Royal Furs, and also the drummer for Lunar Mansion years ago. Before that, but he's into a bunch of other stuff. What do you got going on this time?
This is gonna be an interesting show. I'm opening up for a fellow named Marc Rebillet. It's a French name. He's from Dallas, I think. I don't know how to say it. I'm probably saying it wrong, but I'm not French. But yeah, he's a loop artist, freestyler. He's an amazing talent. You should check him out if you get a chance. Really entertaining. And I haven't performed in...
It's been a while.
It's been a few years on a solo project. And then maybe a year and a half since I played with a band. So I'm going to do my own thing. I'm in the studio.
Are you going to be rapping?
Nope.
Or what are you going to be doing?
I'm going with more like a sensual lounge type of thing. Don't bring your kids to this one. Bet kids will be made at this one. I'm working on it. All new stuff right now, between breaking in cars and whatnot. So it's going to be interesting because it's going to be as new to me as it would be to anybody else.
Very good. When does that happen?
Wednesday, month 1st. The next month that's coming up.
Oh, May the 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just in a few days. Okay.
Yeah, this Wednesday.
Coming Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
And where?
So, Blue Note.
At the Blue Note.
So, come to see me do what I do, and you'll either be, you love it or hate it, and then you'll for sure love Mark.
I can't wait to see it. All right, let's do a quick plug for Roadside Samaritan. How's things going with your business?
That's great, man. I love it. It's keeping me busy, and it's real interesting, like, balancing, getting back into the art, and then trying to get all these jobs at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep that in mind, everybody. Are you going under Diggy Splash or Joel Heron for that particular program?
Who knows, man.
Maybe make up a new name.
I'll be
for that
whatever
one.
You need me to
right?
be.
Larry the Lizard Lounge
that's
guy.
It,
or
that's
whatever,
it.
Right? All right, everybody. That's Joel Heron, Diggy Splash, the Roadside Samaritan. You can check him out Wednesday, May the 1st at the Blue Note. He'll be opening up for Mark Rubino or something like that. Rubier. I like to say Rubier. That's like a Spanish way that I guess I'm not very good at it. All right, brother. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, good to see you.
All right, drop that mic for me if you don't mind, and then we're going to have one more from Eat My Head here.
Yeah, I think
you might have
helped my dad once.
Breaking the car. I'm breaking anybody's car.
Yeah, check him out. Roadside Samaritan on the web, okay? All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio. We're going to have one more from Eat My Head here, and then we will switch gears in just a little bit here. Once again, we'll get Diana Moxon in here at 10 o'clock with Speaking of the Arts. Okay, guys, what do you got for us?
We got Hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Let me just check my levels.
That sounded pretty cool, actually.
That's one of my favorite songs.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
One, two. Oh. Focus on the pain. The only thing that's real, the needle tears a hole. That old familiar sting, try to kill it all away. Remember everything. What have I become? I stayed in the room. Everyone I know goes away. And you could have it.
Oh, yeah. Love it, you guys.
All right.
Fantastic. Wow. Okay. I sure appreciate you coming down and sharing the music with us. And I hope you have a great time tonight and a great show. And we'll stay in touch and we'll get you back down here again. We'll do it again sometime. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, Ben. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Sounding good. You guys really good. And once again, everybody, you can catch Eat My Head along with a bunch of other great bands tonight at Cafe Berlin. That'll begin at, I guess doors are at 6, shows at 7, and it'll go until they wrap it up. You've got 8 different acts, including people like Blackwater, Eat My Head, and I forget who else I said, but anyway, Darkroom Records, Volume 5, release party happening tonight,
Before
Cafe Balloon.
Yeah. We have a little gift for you.
Hey, all right. I love gifts. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Sweet. It's a new t-shirt, people. If you can't, I need to start webcasting the show so people can see my swag right on. Thank you very much. I sure appreciate that, you guys.
Absolutely.
I'll be sporting that this evening, I think. Super cool. All right. Once again, Maya, thank you. All right.
Thank you
Zach,
so much.
Ben, right on. All right. I'm going to throw on some music here, and then I'm going to help you guys get this studio cleared up so we can make room for Diana here. Let's see. Let's hear one from, speaking of Blackwater here, here's one called Ballad of a Duck. This is a pretty cool song from the guys from Blackwater. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. All right, there you go. There's one from Blackwater. That one's called Ballad of a Duck. You might be able to hear that one tonight as well at Cafe Berlin. They'll be a part of that Darkroom Records Volume 5 release party as well tonight. Once again, that happens at 7 o'clock tonight at Cafe Berlin. All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. And we got about 5 or 6 minutes here left before we turn things over to Diana. And speaking of the arts, I will just mention really quickly that next week we will have a gentleman who goes by Foss, and he is a loop artist as well. Diggy was talking about the gentleman that he'll be opening up for on May the 1st at the Blue Note. By the way, that's Joel Heron, a.k.a. Diggy Splash, will be opening for Mark Rubio. I don't know what it is. I'll figure it out, though, between now and then. And you can check that out May the 1st at the Blue Note. Anything that's involving Joel will be something that's worthy of your investigation, I can say. All right. Anyway, next week we'll have Foss here on the program with me. We also have Nick Gorham at some point here soon, John Thomas, Justin Hickerson, who called on the phone just a little bit ago. We're going to get Justin down here to play some of his solo material. I'm not sure when, maybe. Well, I don't know, whenever he can do it. Violence of the Violets, as the guys and girls just mentioned who were here a little bit ago. Eat My Head was mentioning Violence of the Violets. So we're going to get them here sometime soon, hopefully. The Sweaters, Many Colored Death, that's actually going to happen back on Friday, May 24th, I think it is. But anyway, yeah, we'll have Many Colored Death here on the program. Dylan Walsh from Ireland sometime soon returns on the program from who knows who. You never know. If you want to get a hold of me, if you are interested in being on the program, or if you have someone who you have in mind you think might be a good guest on the program here, you can get a hold of me on the web at Mike Hagan, MikeHagan.com, MikeHagan.com. And also all of these Open Mic Radio programs are archived on the website as well. So if you're interested in listening to something that you may have missed, or if you want to hear something again, you can always go to the web and find that stuff. Okay. All right. This is once again a song by Blackwater. This song is called Blues Man. And once again, it's going to be a great show tonight at Cafe Berlin, the Darkroom Records Volume 5 album release party. Among others, this band will be there. And the band who was with me here in the studio all morning, they're called Eat My Head. That's going to be a great show tonight, so check them out if you get a chance. Once again, it's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Stick around. Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts in just a few minutes.
Drown. Got a life, it's up to me. Well, someday.